all the sons of the prophet are hardy and grim, and quite unaccustomed to fear. But none were so reckless of life or of limb as Abdullah Bulbul Amir. When they needed a man to encourage the van, or harass the troops from the rear, or take a redoubt, they would always cry out for Abdullah Bulbul Amir. There are heroes in plenty, well known to fame, in the army that's led by the Tsar. But none were so brave as a man by the name of Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. He could imitate tune, play Hugo or pool, perform on the Spanish guitar. In fact, quite the cream of the Muscovite scene was Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. One morning the Russian had shouldered his gun and donned his most truculent sneer, and was walking downtown when he happened to run into Abdullah Bulbul Amir. Young man, says Bulbul, could your life be so dull? You're anxious to end your career. Foul infidel, no, you have trod on the toe of Abdullah Bulbul Amir. Said the Russian, my friend, your remarks in the end will only be wasted, I fear, for you never survive to repeat them alive. Abdullah's full of bullshmeer. Said your ultimate look on sunshine or brook, send your regards to the Tsar. I mean to imply, is you're going to die? Count cask of whiskey, cigar. Then the bold Mameluke threw his trusty shibuk and shouted, Allahu Akbar! And being intent upon murder, he went for Ivan Skivinsky Skivar. And just as his knife had ended his life, in fact, he shouted, Huzzah! He found he was struck by that wily Kalmuck. Ivan Skivinsky Skivar. There's a grave where the waves of the blue Danube roll, and on it in characters clear, strangers remember to pray for the soul of Abdullah Bulbul Amir. And a Muscovite maiden her vigil doth keep to the light of her true lover's star, but the name that she mourns so oft in her sleep, Skavinsky Skivar.